DFAC anticipates the state will bring in about $4.8 million less this year and $11 million less in 2018. But the state did save about $6.5 million on the expenditure side, according to DFAC's latest report. Taken altogether, DFAC's latest forecast adds another $9.1 million to the state's 2018 deficit, which stood at $386 million following last month's DFAC meeting. It now sits at $395 million. The latest hit comes once again from declining corporate income tax revenue, which the panel dropped by another $14 million in 2017 and $15.8 million in 2018. Those projected losses more than offset $14 million in anticipated gains in personal income tax revenue this year and next. The additional bad news comes just weeks after Governor John Carney unveiled his $4.1 billion budget plan that seeks to address the deficit with an equal mix of tax hikes and spending cuts. His plan would raise personal income tax rates between 0.2% and 0.4% while eliminating itemized deductions and boosting the standard deduction. It also includes $37 million in education cuts, cutting 200 vacant jobs, and trimming a property tax credit for seniors. DFAC will update its revenue forecast again May 15th. Tom Byrne, Delaware Public Media.